Okay, so let's learn. So be Michael me, I have to run at like 10:15. Alright, so we'll try to finish the Mishnah. Okay, so we had until now. So Nachmal, so Hill said, don't altivish min atzibur, don't separate from the tzibur, don't trust yourself until the day of your death, don't judge anyone until you get to their place. So until now we saw that was the explanation, that Avodas Hashem should be in a way that should connect you to other Yidden. And how do you do that, if you're a big Baal Madrega? So then the Mishnah went on to give us Eitzes. Number one, don't trust yourself until the day of your death. In other words, you don't know what's going to be tomorrow. The second one was, even if that doesn't work, don't judge anyone until you get to their place. Everyone has their avodah, and in that person's Indian, maybe he's more successful than you are. So you can't do this. And the next line was, this is where we were up to now. Al-Toymer Dover, Shi'ef Shalashmoya, Shesayfer Li'Shama. Don't say something. The simple pshat is, again, don't say something that you claim can't be heard, because it'll be heard. So what does that mean in this context? So let's see how he said page nun test, yeah. So the altimer dover she'ef shel shmaya. So he says this is in the way the command is. So it flows from the previous basic ideas. Again, the basic ideas were were that even a big Baal Madrega has to serve Hashem in a way where as he gets bigger and bigger, he becomes more and more connected to other Yidden, right? So he becomes more and more connected to other Yidden, which is a counterintuitive idea. He's getting higher and higher, and yet somehow, by getting higher and higher, he's getting more connected to people. So that's what those were the some of the eights is: don't trust yourself until the day of your death. Don't judge anyone. But at its core, we're talking about something which is a paradox. The guy's growing higher and higher, and that's increasing his connection to people. So lemaisa, it's a pella. So this is what the Mishnah is saying. Don't say about this inyan that I can't hear it. It's impossible to chap. It's impossible to chap. And he said, "Ulahavin klal inzan to understand this inyan." So he says, "Heichi etzadik v'kadosh baruch hakadosh God l'adar b'tar v'mitzvus and all that nichna kain l'fnei adam pasha v'kal shav Yisrael." And this person was the baruch hakadosh God l'adar v'chulu. And he holds himself as nothing before every posh of the yid. So regarding this whole mahalach, you're going to say to yourself, I can't dehear such a zach. So comes the tana to say, Saifu lishama, you'll chapit, ulahavim. Kishiyisk lamadrega zeis. In other words, what the command is hinting to over here is a concept that he says in many places, which is this is also a madrega min hashamay. Everything is a matana. Everything's matana. A person's parnas is matana. A person's health is matana. A person's family. Everything's matana, including your own madregas and avodas Hashem, and including this also matana. So it doesn't make sense how a person can be kind of this midah, that as I get greater and greater, my avodas Hashem, I become more and more humble. The answer is in a chanami. But you're not kind. Everything is matana min Hashemai. So including this, it's matana min Hashemai. So he says, "Kihi madrega kedusha." This is a madrega. It's a certain madrega in kedusha, and like all inyani kedusha, it has to be given to you from above. And our job is just to make ourselves open and worthy recipients of it. But what's given to us is something from the Rabbanu Shalom. V'yef shel havin zeh b'choshek hashmi adan chalam. It's not something that a person can chap. How is that possible? Al v'soif lishama. But you'll chap it kishi yiske when you're zeichet to it. So a person has to. Has to be zeichet to it. The Kamarna says this on the bottom over here. They quote a few places where he talks about this idea as well. There's one Gemara that he connects it to. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, there's a few examples of this, but one example is that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah about a yid, Elazar ben Dodaya. Elazar ben Dodaya was a big Baal Aveira, and then at the end of his life, he did tshuva. And then a baskel came out and said, Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya is going to Olam Haba. He got smicha, Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya. So the Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah over there, that when Rabbeinu HaKadosh heard this, Bacha Rebbe. Rebbe cried and he said, Yesh kane lamay b'sha'achas. That there's a, you have one person spends his whole life trying to get Olam Haba, and one person, b'sha'achas, in one moment. So the Gemara says like this, Vim Toimer. You don't have this in front of you, but Vim Toimer. So yes, Lama Bacha Rebbe, Rebbeinu HaKadosh, why is he crying? He should be happy. Okay, Gvaldik, you got Olam Haba in a second. So he says, The answer is, he looked at him, so he's like, I've been working years and years to get to the Madrega of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Yesh Ish Echad Shu Makadosh Shmayis Baruch Barabim Uberega Zeh Uzaych L'Chayi Olam Haba Blishim Nisayim. Without a Nisayim, it's L'Zeh Bach Rebbe. So as Rebbe, it became clear to him, Rav Tzadik also says this idea in a few other places as well, it became clear to Rebbe that clearly it's all Menashe Mayim anyway. It's like he's crying over the fact that almost over his on Rabbeinu Kaddish's level and his mistaken assumption until now that it was like Yigia Kapai, it was the efforts of my own hands that got me to where I am. If it could happen for a yid in a second, it means it's all Matanim and Hashemayim anyway. So it's like that's what he was crying about. But that's idea. No, it's Madrega, huh?
There is no plush at the yid. Even he can become.
Yeah. There's a Gemara. Exactly where the Gemara talks about. There's many examples of this in Chazal that sometimes Dafka, again, we're talking about this idea of a big Baal Madrega sort of seeing themselves as nothing compared to a Pashad Yid. So, the Baal Shem Tov famously said that a Pashad Yid is a reflection of Pashtas Atzmusa Yisbara, the simplicity of God's unity, that's reflected in the Pashad Yid. So, it's not yourself. The Gemara says in Maisa, it happened on Chavdal and Nisan. The Gemara says it happened on Chavdal and Nisan, where there is a whole group of representatives of different nations, of Kananim and, Girgashi, all these different nations, and they came to Klal Yisrael and they said, Gazlana Matan, like the first Rashi in Chumash, right? List the Matan. So it's interesting. The Gemara says the Maisa that it wasn't like the Chachamim came to respond. The Gemara says the Maisa that a Poshad Yid, Hed Yid Shabam, the Gemara says a Lashon like that, I think. Like the Hed Yid, like a regular Yid, came to say, I'll take care of it. Okay, so what does he say? He basically says the same thing what Rashi says in the beginning of Chumash. The Rav Moshe created the world. He gave it to you, and then he took it from you. Gave it to us. And the Gemara says the Maase is that somehow it's a Pella, but by hearing this simple statement from a Pashad Yid, all the nations that were gathered over there became mamish frightened by it, and they ran away. They ran away, and the Gemara says that they left their gold and silver behind. There was like a whole big yeshua that took place by. "Quote unquote," the head yid shavahem. So but again, sometimes the head yid shavahem is more reflective of atzmius, of like the essence of elikus, which is also simple. All right, we say Hashem is simple. What does it mean Hashem is simple? It means that like homogeneous. There's not made of different parts. Simple in that way. So a pashad yid that's also uncomplicated. Is also reflective of Hashem. So that's that's why there was a recording I heard. I think I know who was. I'm not going to say, but there was a certain. A very famous dignitary, I guess you can say, not a Talmud Chacham, but like a. And he was by the Lav Treva, and he was talking about in the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael, and he was talking about how there's such. He was talking about the Amaratzis, the ignorance in Eretz Yisrael, but the people that they're so So, I don't know if he himself was such a big Talmud Chacham to begin with, but he's saying with the Ami Aretz over there. So the Rebbe kept on stopping. The Rebbe didn't like, he wasn't sharp with him, but the Rebbe said to him constantly, he said, my father-in-law, he said, he stopped calling them Ami Aretz. He called them Pashliyim. He said, why? And he said, a Pashliyim is a good title. He said, because like the Baal Shem Tov said, a Pashliyim is reflective of the Pashtas of the Rabbanu Shalom's essence. So he said, don't call them Ami Aretz, call them Pashliyim. So that's it's a good lesson, Bechla. Say it again. Yeah. That's the irony that he says Eina Devertala Elabi, and then what happens? Then the Gemara says he puts his head in between his knees, and he passes away. Your head in your knee, the head in between your knees. That's a fetal position. That's like a baby in the womb that has no power, no strength. And Oichel Mashiima Yichela Shaisa Mashiima Shesas. So Eina Devertala Elabi, which sounds like Aniya Gever, right? And then all of a sudden, he makes himself like a baby in the womb. Because that's the Iker. Ana Davertali Elabi is that. That's
Tully. That's the,
right. It's Tully in how much he'll make himself nothing. So he makes himself nothing. Adke Dekach, that he's like a baby in the womb. And that's his Zaychat Olam Haba in a rega. So that's ultimately, that's what Rabbi, Olam Haba is... In order to get Olam Haba, it has to be Ena Dabartali Yalabi. But Ena Dabartali Yalabi either in the Mahalach of working, you know, conquering and conquering and conquering, or Ena Dabartali Yalabi, putting yourself in the field position, Davin, the Rebbeinu will take care of it, you know. Again, it's... That's I mentioned this from Rav Tzadik once before, that the Gemara says that L'asa Lovai, when Mashiach will come, the Rebbeinu Shem is going to show the Yetzirah to the Rishayim and to the Tzadikim, right? To the Rishayim, the Yetzirah is going to be like a hair, the size of a hair, and they're going to cry. Rishayim are going to cry because like we couldn't handle that. And to the Tzadikim, it'll be Nidma Kahara, it'll be like a mountain, and the Tzadikim will also cry. So Rav Tzadik says, why are they crying? It's a big mountain, and you conquered it. Gevaldik, why are you crying? So Rav Tzadik says the same idea. They're crying because they're going to realize there's no way we could have conquered this mountain. Elamai, why were we tzaddikim? Because Hashem made us tzaddikim. And that was the mistake they were making the whole time, thinking that it was us. So they're going to cry about that.
Is that what he's saying here? That you would think that since I'm going to all these crazy levels, so I shouldn't be able to connect to a yid,
right?
But this is the hafuchness that he's saying.
Yeah, and so it doesn't make. Taka does make.
You'll understand it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that you chap, but it's something that you're given. It's a madrega from above. Yeah, that's yeah.
Well, really, I think I said once that they were upset that they saw it as mountains, right? I mean, the fact that they actually saw mountains, that was what's upsetting for them. Because really, if they were really divided themselves.
That it would be like a sorry, could be. Yeah, something the way he puts it is that it was again. That was their. That was their. Yeah, I'm saying. The way I'm remembering it now is that.
Yeah.
Them thinking that they can handle it themselves. That's what they're crying about. Okay, let's just finish up the Mishnah. So again, the last line was Valtam likishef ne eshne shem likipan. Right? Don't say when I have time I'll learn because maybe you won't have time. So let's see what he says. Valtam likishef ne. Don't say likishef ne when the word efna comes to repun, which means empty. Right, so I mean, in simple pshat, it means I have empty time, as I have free time. But al time, but he says like this: al time likisha efne mimachshavus rois v'zareis upnias v'yili meichen eshne ve'almei. It's another cloud. Don't say, "Oh, when my mind is empty and clear, and I was like, in a good space, that's when I'll learn." V'yili meichen ve'eshne then ve'almei. Shem leitipana. Rather, what eldia kashar la'ol v'chamar la'masa? Be like an ox and a chamar, just to carry the load. And everything will come again, flowing from the same idea, which is it's all matanim and shemaim. So all you have to do is just make yourself a kli. So if it was you and like madrigas that you have to conquer, I have to be in the right headspace, the right matziv. It's not you anyway. So it's not you anyway. So don't ask a shaila about like you know it doesn't make any sense these madrigas. It's madrigas and shemaim. It'll come when you're zaycha to it, and how are you zaycha to it by. Doing what you have to do, kishar lal v'chamor lamasa. I'll turn like kishar efna when I have the meich and then elmei. It doesn't work like that. Shem like tipon it. It doesn't. You know, you have to do your thing and bez Hashem, everything will come at the right time, the right way. Okay.
Strong.
Continue on. Yeah, that's how you take care of Esav and Yishmael.